We are on Daf Samach Hamad Aleph. Let us again start from Ulam Rabbi Yochanan. He said, we had here two Mahalchim to understand Pshat the Mishnah in the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav said that if Me'achshav Alach HaShloshim is a Suffolk Tnai and Suffolk Chazore. And Shmuel said it's a Vaday Tnai. That after become Shloshim, it's Chalam Afraya. Ule Omar Rabbi Yochanan said a different shot Me'yoyim Me'achshav Alach HaShloshim. Afilu Me'yo Toiv Simba. He holds that, let us just see the top two lines of Taisvis, Afilomeya Taif Simba, Perish, the Koinen Umeshairen, that each one gets a Kinyan, but there's a Shia, Shreya Mekadish, Rotzoloima, Me'achshav Yaschilu HaKedushin, the Kedushin should start from now, Olach HaLamed Yoim Yigmaru, and it ends after 30 days. So since the Me'achshav is only Ascholas HaKedushin, so this Kedushin does not shter someone else's Kedushin. So Afilomeya Taif Simba. There are svaris why Kedushin is in Taifis Ba'ishas Ish. One svar is there's a Pnei Yeshua svar in Gittin, because if she belongs to Reuven, so Shimon can't get a kinyan in her. So Vaistachois, that is only applicable if there was a Gemar kinyan. It's only Haschalas kinyan. So Shimon could also get a kinyan. Damli Miluim says a different svare why Kedushin isn't Teifes Vaishasish, because she's an Erbe. So it seems the Gemar Dova Shebe Erbe can only be Chal. If there was a Gemar Ishus, there was only Ascholas Ishus, there's no Gemar Dova Sheberve, so Kedushin can be Taifes. So Ma'achshav, Ula'ach Alamed Yoim, Afilu Meya Taif Simba. So whoever marries her in this Mugbo Dikis Man gets a Kinyan Ishus in her. So the Rashba says, how do we learn Shad in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Ma'achshav Ula'ach Shloshim Yoim, ובו אחר בקיד שבסוי שלושים יום מקודשס ואינו מקודשס, או what's that, מקודשס ואינו מקודשס. According to Rav, it's good, it's Suffolk, Suffolk Nai, Suffolk Chazore. According to Shmuel, it's מקודשס ואינו מקודשס, so שלושים. But according to Rav Yochanan, what's Pshat the Mishnah? So the Rashba seems to say as follows. This is past the middle bava. The middle bava we had said, Hared mekadeshes li la'acha shloishim yoim, ubo acha v'kitcha b'say shloishim yoim, mekadeshes l'sheini. If he made kedushin la'acha shloishim yoim, so then she's married to the second one. If he said ma'achshav la'acha shloishim yoim, is mekadeshes l'shneim. Ve'ena mukadeshes rak l'sheini. That's the difference between the second bava and the third bava. The second bava, the kedusha sheini before shloishim, creates that she becomes his wife completely. Mashen came over here mukadeshes l'shneiya. Ve'ena mukadeshes rak l'sheini. That's how Rav Yochanan learned pshat in the Mishnah. Omar lei Rav Mishar shebereid Rav Ami l'Ravasi. As Berelocha Taimed Rabbi Yochanan, I'll explain to you Pshat Rabbi Yochanan. Shavu Nafshayu Kishraga Delivni, that each one made himself like a row of bricks, the Cholchad Vachad Ravche Lechavre Shavak. Each one left over for the Chavre place that he could also be kind of. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. As Berelocha, the whole lekalameimet time with Rabbi Yochanan, mishum de kesava shtei lishoynes pemashme. ומסאפקלי לגבי היי גברי בתנועי להי גבי חזור, ולגבי היי בחזור. You can't say that that's פשט רבי יוחנן, that this could have two different translations. By one person it could be a tnai, by one person could be a chazor. Deim kein le shach le misne teifsin. So it's not shach to say that meya teifsin. The ain teifs tfisa ella beachad meyam. She's only married to one. Pananu de lo yedina and hai ninu. We don't know which one she's married to. Midiktoni toivsim, that is if it's a subic night, subic chazor. So then she's only married to one, but she'll need a get from all of them. Midiktoni toivsim, mashm the svile sheyesh, bo tzad kedushin lekul. Shavon avshar kishage de livni, hamisada levenim, a person makes a seder of bricks. Veroichev kulon shove, and they all have the same width. Eine misada mamish zu al zu, dim keinere shura chitzoine neifeles. So the outer shura, which has nothing to support it besides itself, so due to its height, it'll fall down, v'chavato achel, and then the one next to it will become the chitzoine, and also will be without support, and also fall down. Al misada tchila zu eitzel zu, v'chayza misada ole shura acheres, the noise and achitzoine mishucha lachutz. And by the second shurim, so by the outer brick, he's meishach it a little bit lachutz. It should not lie completely on the bottom brick. They should show revach betachtoine liyesh shniya yeshevis miktus oleo or miktus al sheetzlo. And though he's making place, that'll be place for the second brick also to be on the first bottom brick. Each person that makes kedushin, motzo mekayim zman poni lekedushin, he found a zman that he could make kedushin. There was no gmar kedushin from the first one. The tofsu kulam, so everyone has kedushin lo yischot asa. Now let us see Taisvis. Afilu meya taifsim ba perish the koinin umishairin. Each one has a kinyan, but there's a shir in their kinyan. Shrei mekadish rotzaloyma me achshav yaschilu hakedushin. The kedushin, the chalois kedushin, should start now. Olach alam edyoim yigmeru. Upeirish bekuntris, tulekala meima de tam de Rabbi Yochanan mishum de Kosova, de mesafkele I haloshin mashme tenoi chazore. Dim ken lo shaykh la meima le misni loshin toifsin. If it's a sofik, if it's a tnaya chazore, then kedushin toifsin ala bechad men. Vanalo yedinen haininu mesveiket zor get mikula. Vlishne de toifsin. Mashme de svirelei sheyesh bekulam tzad kedushin. Ve'im taima. Amai amrinen hoche de mekodeshes. This whole kedushin is difficult to understand. Ve'oma le'el beperekame ha'oima le'isha chetyech mekodeshes li eina mekodeshes. So she's not mekodesh. Bieshleima, we'll come back to the kasha. The hosam hainu taime, lefishen isha miskadeshes lechatzoy. You cannot be mekadesh achatzi isha, vohu shir begufa isha. He wanted to marry achatzi isha. It says isha veloi chatzi isha. Achatzi isha is not marriageable. You have to marry a whole, ki yikach ish isha. You can marry an isha, not achatzi isha. Aval hocha lo yishayir begufa isha klum ala goymrim bekula is goymer and the whole isha. There are two mahalchim to understand pshat in Taisvis. I saw the Teres Abiram explained as follows. It could be on the first one Taisvis Bechlal didn't have a kasha, because the first one, he was makadisha me'achshu v'lacha la'midyoim, so he's making, mitzat his ma'isa kedusha, he's making a ma'isa kedusha in the whole isha. and no one will come along. There's no problem of chetz yech mekodeshesli. He's making a ma'aseh kedushin, the whole thing, and it's maschil, and ma'aseh yaschilu akedushin, la'achal amid yoim yigmeru akedushin. So memele, so that's no problem. Tosfos kasha was on the second one. The second one, now he's marrying an isha that will never be completely his, so he's making a kedushin and a chatzi isha. That was Tosfos kasha. That's how the Tosfos, so that's how Rabbi Kevega understood pshat and Tosfos kasha. So the problem was on the second one. The second one, he's making a ma'aseh kedushin on a chatzi isha because there's a chelek already that's married to the first one. And that Tosfos answers, aval hoche lo shaya beguf isha klum. That means whatever is marriageable, he's marrying off. Chatzi isha means you have an isha that you can marry the whole isha. I'm marrying a half an isha. That's a chesav isha, v'lo chatzi isha. But if here she's married already, there's a mikzah, she's married to the first one. So that's out of the question. She's married already to the first one. You can't marry her. Whatever is left, I'm making a ma'aseh kedushin. The loishayel beguf isha klo. That's one way we can learn pshat in Tosfos. Another way we can learn pshat in Tosfos, that Tosfos is not only bothered by the second kedushin, Tosfos is bothered by the first kedushin also. The first kedushin is the kedushin is being mekadesh achatzi isha. That means because the kedushin is not complete in the isha, v'haraya a second one can marry her. So this is achatzi isha. So Tosfos says that's how the disciple wants to say pshat in Tosfos. So he says, Chatzi Isha means in Tammuz. I'm a Kaddish, a Chatzi Isha. And there's no such concept. Aval hocha lo yishayel begufa isha klum. Here it's a Chatzi Kinyin b'chola isha. That means I'm making a Kinyin now in the whole isha. But in Eichus, it's a weaker Kinyin. But it's in the whole isha. There's no shir begufa isha. I'm making a Kinyin in the whole isha. Let us go further. Masiv Rav Chanin. Ba'al Koponim, we have here a new understanding, a new translation of Me'achsha V'la'achish Loishim. That Rabbi Yochanan said Me'achsha V'la'achish Loishim means it starts now and it will be Nigmar La'achish Loishim. Masiv Rav Chanin. So Rav Chanin has the question of Rabbi Yochanan. Me'hayoyim U'la'achamise. We learned it says, Mahayoim ula'acha mise get ve'ene get. It's a safi get. Let us just chaparain. So the poshib shat is, because it's a safik tnai, safik chazore. If Mahayoim, this is double talk over here. Mahayoim, first he says Mahayoim, then he says ula'acha mise. So it could be it's a tnai. That means the get should be chal mehayoim if he's yomus meyaisi chayli. So then it's a good get. It could be it's a chazore. First he said, wanted that the get should be chal mehayoim, and then he says, no, it should be, he changed his mind, it should be chal lachamise. And so if it's a chazore, and get lachamise. So get, vein a get. So it's a sofi get. Ve'imeis. And what if he died? His chayletzes v'loimis yabemis. So then, he can't be miyabim, because maybe it's a good get. She can't get married l'shuk. Maybe it's not a good get. His chaylet says, v'loy mishyabemis. His bishloy melerav, according to Rav, Rav said, me'achshe v'lachish loyishim yoyim, is a similar situation. It's a sofik tnai, sofik chazore. Is mesayilei. So this baraisa is mamish saying what Rav said. That we say such a loshin, it's a sofik tonight, Safik Chazor, and therefore, this halacha will apply by Meyayim Alach Hamisa. L'Shmuel Nami, according to Shmuel, Amoni Rabbonani, no, we said before that Machlekes of Rav Shmuel is a Machlekes Rebbe in the Rabbonon. We found enough of the Machlekes. The Rabbonon hold Klor It's a suffix tnai, suffix chazor. A Rebbe holds it's a tnai. Shmuel paskin like Rebbe. So this is going according to the Rabbanan. But again, so this is a suffix tnai, suffix chazor. Vanan, the omri ke Rebbe. Ela le Rabbi Yochanan, the omr shi yurahavim. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan had a different translation of Meyachshav Ulaach Shloishim or Meyachshav Ulaach Hamise. He said, there's no stire, it's starting now and it's going to be Nigmar Ulaach Hamise. So if that is the case, frag the Gemara, by get it won't work. Kol gita de mishaya bo veloy klumu. Here he's making a get with a shiur. So it's nothing. So it's a possible get. Is yibum himi yabim. So there should be a din yibum. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Chilet says, Shema ain't a get. Maybe it's not a get. It's kukali yavam. Veloy mishaya bemes. Shema geto. Vahavel, maybe it is a get. Vahavel o grusha sochiv. Verei hi loi bekoris she'ein oleo zikas yibum. Now, between you and me, I don't know why Rashi had to be misayim with these words. And Rashi over here, all of a sudden, in Kedushin Daf Samach Hamadalf has to explain to you why grusha sochiv doesn't fall a yibum. And Rashi, Verei loi bekoris, Rashi makes very interesting, if grusha sochiv, loi mishabem, shema geto. Why is the Koresh ain't a lezikas yibum? If it's a get, there's no yibum. I don't know the importance for Rashi to tell this to us over here. Anyway, the Al Kapon, so Rashi says, I name is Yabemis, it's a get, so it's Gushes Achiv, so there's not a yibum. So, according to Shmuel, we'll say, Hamani Rabonani, the Misafkalu, itinoi chazor. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, our Mishnah says, Ma'ach Shavlach Eshloishim means it starts now, and it's Nigmalach Eshloishim, is Gita de Shayel Bei Loiklumu, the Rachmona Omar Krisos. So, Lechere, according to Rashi, the Kash is as follows. It's this whole concept of starting now and ending later. By Kedushin, we could have such a concept, but by Gittin, it has to be Sefer Krisus. Krisus means no strings attached. Krisus means that they're completely separated. It has to be a Sefer Krisus. So to say that the Gerishin will start now and will be Nigma later, so that's not called Krisus. So Memele, in Kedushin, you can have such a concept, but in Get Yizicha can't have such a concept. So Memele, Tzicha not a Get, so what Pshat and Chilet says, V'loi Mishyabem. That's L'chair Pshat and Rashi. Let us see Taisvitz. Kol Gita de Mishaya Bei Loi Klomo. Perish Bekuntres, de Loi Havi Krisus. Loi Havi Get Krisus, it's not called the Get Krisus, Kiven de Shaya Bo. V'loi Nehire. So Taisva says, I wish to disagree, that this should be such a chesaron. He says, if it's not, that means we are saying, even though eventually it will, we're starting now and we're going to a gemar, but since at the present time it is not accomplishing what the ultimate mechuvin of a get is, it's no good. A get is to accomplish right away what the ultimate purpose of a get is. And if now they're still attached, it's not a safe crisis. So then how do we understand Kedushin? The Heichi Omar Rabbi Yochanan Afilo Meya type symbol. Kiven the Mishaya. Lav Klumu to Iski Shavaya Liyitzi. So Taisvis asks, Bemison, there's a similar Gemara in Amigarish. Let's not go into the Gemara, but the Gemara Tain is that we're Makish Havaya Liyitziyah. So all the problems in Krisus, which we have by Yitziyah, should be existent by Havaya, so Makshin and Havaya Liyitziyah. So Memele, if there's a Chesorin of Krisus, that when the get started functioning, it did not accomplish the ultimate purpose of get. So by Kedushin, there should also be such a chesaron, that when the Kedushin started, it has to right away be capable of accomplishing the ultimate purpose of Kedushin, the osala kulal mekadosh. And if there's a time till it will accomplish its purpose, so there's a stira to the hekish of a yotzavoyis. This kishavayilotzi. Lekach nira loyma. So Tosva says, the vade bichi agav nahav krisis. No problem. In krisis, it doesn't say if the ultimate result will be krisis, but it's going in slow motion, it's starting, and it will be, but it's gonna end up in krisis. That's krisis. That's no problem. That is no problem whatsoever. Elohochi perushe. No, so Tosva says a different pshat in the Gemara. Rashi's problem, Tosva wishes to disagree. Kol gita de mishayabo lav klumu, kiven she'eino yoche liyes nigba ala achamiso. Not we're just saying a blank statement. We're speaking about this case. This case, he said the Gerishin should start now, and it will be nigma. So we say it should be nigma in 30 days and 100 days. No problem whatsoever. So good. So it's going in slow motion. But he said it should be nigma la'achamisa. So the gemara geirishin has to be la'achamisa. La'achamisa, there can't be gemara geirishin. Because they ain't get la'achamisa. So memele, so this is a get without a gemara. That's pshat the Messiah bought. This get will never end. Will never end because he made the get in such an oifen that it should start now and it'll only be nigma lachamisa and it can't be nigma lachamisa. Kol gita the Messiah bought lachlum. Kim shen yochali is nigma lachamisa. Any get? They get lachamisa. Who had him be kedushin? If he'd make such a dreidel by kedushin, imam hamayim lachamisa, then him kedushin. It also won't help. That means the chesaron is because it won't come to a gemar. That's the problem. The mishayabo means it has to come to a gemar eventually. That's the problem. Here he made it'll never come to a gemar. The heichid olayim kedushin, heichid olayim lachalamid, yim kedush is the kedushin types and baachalamid, k'may lifnei lamid. But when he says lachalamid, so it could come to a gemar. So that's why it's good. So that's pshat according to Tosva. So Abaye asked Akashim, and so the Gemara asked Akashim according to Rabbi Yechanan. It's not a get. Kol gita de mishayir bo v'lo klumi yevumi miyav tzapasul a get. Omar Rovin. So Rav said, "Amoyr de keteretz." Yechu, it's a get that's not a complete get. It's a halfway get. You're right because let's say leitaisus, it wasn't gaimer. It's lachamisa and then get lachamisa. So I'll tell you, get lahoitzi umisa lahoitzi, but misa also makes her ois husband. Mashishia get gamrosai misa. So what did Rava wanted to say? A very interesting lumdis. That means if you'll end up with being halfway a wife and halfway not, I mean get you need that should be that eventually al kaponim it should make her his wife. He says here what the get is accomplishing a little. It's not accomplishing completely because it has to be goyma lachamisa and get lachamisa. So what is missing from the get, so the misa will accomplish. So there's no chesaron. You said a get the mishaya is nothing. A get the mishaya is nothing if it will remain ba'if and shel shir. If it'll remain that making such a geirishin that's half geget, half not geget, so such a get is no good. But here lemaise, the tziruf of the geirishin and the misa makes she's ois wife. So mamela there's no problem. So we can be mitzaref these two, the get and the misa. That was Rava's Teretz. Amalei Abaye, mi domi. You can't add them together. You can't be mitzaref, misen get. Get maitzia mirshus yavam. Misa machneses lushus yavam. A get and misa cannot, you can't add an apple and a pear. Because the get and the misa do two opposite pu'ulas. The get maitzia mirshus yavam. Misa machnisa lushus yavam. Now, I saw a vote in Mishnah Salevi, Psalom de Shavot, which I'd like to say over, perhaps be mamtikid a little bit. There is a mahalach in Achreinim that the gather of Yivam Alishuk, the gather of Yibum is that the ishus of the mace goes over to the Yavam. The Yavam takes over the ishus hamace. And that's the Issa Yevomalis Shuk Laisiya Ashus Hameis Achutzalish. She's still married to the mace. That means the Ishus of the mace is still in contact, and the Yavam takes over the Ashus Hameis. So a Misa of a person without children does not take off his Ishus. It just directs his Ishus to the Yavam. But it's not taking off the Ishus. It's Machnesus Liyavam. A get takes off ishus. So they're doing two opposite actions. The get is taking off ishus. Well, it didn't take off enough. Well, the misa will be going, and show that the misa is not taking off ishus. The misa is being machnes the ishus. We're holding on to the, but since there's a yavam, we're holding on to the ishus, and we're shooting it into the ishus of the yavam, and the yavam should be miyavam. So you can't add these two things together. They're working on different planes. They're different in Yonim and Gansu. That was the Kasha of Abaye. Rava, you're saying whatever is missing over here, we can be goyma with the Misa. It's not, you can't do such a thing. Nagavuche, perhaps I thought we could be mamtik a little. Abaye, in Sechtes Baba Basra Daf Kuflametei, says as follows. Abaye says that the Gemara says that a woman, no one ever knew that this woman's husband had brothers. We thought it was an only son and finished. They didn't have any children. Then the husband dies. She's allowed to get married. All of a sudden, there's a curl, people start talking. They heard that he has brothers up in Alaska. Fine. So the shaila is, if you have to be chayish for a girl, there's no eidim, people are talking, can I ask her for a girl? So the Gemara wanted to say, if there's such a girl by a shvuya, people are talking, this woman was a shvuya, and therefore she's also lakuna, but there's no eidim, there's no factual basis, no, a girl, people are talking, nothing. We're not geiris a girl, so mamela, so as long as there's no eidim, she's mutalakun. So the Gemara wanted to say the same thing. We never knew that he had brothers. Now the people are talking to his brothers, but there's no factual proof to his brothers. She's allowed to get married. So Abaye said, he says, you're makel by a shvuya, you should be makel by an ashes ish. How can you be makel by an ashes ish? So the Rashbam says, well, she was an ashes ish before, and she still is an ashes ish. How do you know she ever became Oiseishas Ish? So the Rashbam says, Amoyradiki Yisod, that a Yevome, that his brothers is still an Oiseishas Ish. This is a Bayis Tayach. This woman is, she was married, and it could be she's still married. It's not, people are talking something new happened. Where people are talking that she never went out of a previous matzah. Of Al Kaponim, so we see from this Rashbam, that together of Yevame is pshat is, she's still married. She was married, and the marriage never fell off. She's still married. So Mamela, so that could be that's what Abaye is asking. Abaye is asking, you can't add these two factors together. Geirishin is a siluk of ishus. And it's not geirishin because there's no gemar. So I say, well, there's Misa. Misa is fakert. I'm continuing the issues. So you're saying a silica of issues and continuing the issues, they add together. They can't add together. So the Machna wants to say, he says, could be the machloikis Abaye in Rove is there's a machloikis Ameloim if Kedushin is Toifis in Yevam Elishuk. So machloikis in that. Others hold that Kedushin is Toifis in Yevam Elishuk. Not allowed to marry Yevam Elishuk. It is an issa, but Kedushin is Toifis. Others hold the machloikis Ameloim that Kedushin is not Toifis in Yevam Elishuk. That could be the machlekes Abaye v'Rove. Rove held kedushin is taifas in Yevam Elishuk. So you tell me the issue, but Lamaisa, you can marry her already. So the get and the misa are accomplishing that you can marry her. So they both took off ishes. Yeah, there's an issa of al kaponim. They both took off ishes, and now you can marry her. Kedushin is taifas. So Mamela, so Rove held, so you can add this up. So the get is making you can marry her, the mis is making you, the kedushin is toifis, and with some emails they can add up, so it's called a gemar in the silik of ishes, even though halachically not allowed to, but al kaponim kedushin is toifis. And he wants to say that if I is asking, but there's a man, the yom of those kedushin is not toifis in Yevam Elishuk. So then they are working on two different planes. So emails, then you can't add them together. Ela Omar Abaye. Abaye said a different mahalach in Gansen. Ela Omar Abaye. Hosom taima mai, gzeira mishum mehayoim im meisi arei zeged. So Abaye said, you're 100% right, the get isn't chal, it's not a get. So theoretically, you could be miyavna. But I got news for you. If we're going to paskin, Mahayoim ula'acha misa, you could be miyamma, which halachically you could. So people say, Mahayoim im meisi, also you could be miyamma. Now, Mahayoim im meisi is a real kosher get, that's a get with a tnai. Yeah, Mahayoim im meisi is a get. So therefore, they said, in order not if we'll say Mishyabemes, we'll say over there also Mishyabemes. And there Rachman and Itzlan. So therefore, we paskin that here it's Eine Mishyabemes. So Memele, so Mayem and Mesi, people will know also that it's Eine Mishyabemes. Frekte Gemore Benigzer Mehayem in Mesi de Tachloitz. Otto Mehayem Ola'achamise. So, if you say that these two terminologies are interchangeable, and people will mistake one from the other, so if the halacha is that by mehayoim ula'acha misa you need chalitza, so by mesaken by yeme mesi you also need chalitza. Oto mehayoim ula'acha misa. So the Gemara says, "Imato imer chaylatzes mishabemis." No, I cannot be misaken by mehayoyim imesi chaylatzes, because that's too scary. The minute I say chaylatzes, some people will think it's not a good get. So people will say, "So you can make yibum also," and she's really gushes ochit. Frak the Gemara, "Oh, so you're telling me when you are misaken chalitze, that is, in other words, a green light for yibum." Is achinami by mehayoyim ula'acha misa imatoyim echeletzes misyabemes. So people be miyabem. And you said you couldn't have misyabemes because if it's misyabemes, people will say that who adin by mehayoyim imesi tishabem. So the Gemara says, listen, there to make a gzeir on such a thing tishabem vein bekach klum chshoshe de rabononu. Is this by mehayoyim ula'acha misa, so meikadin, you could make yibum. We said preferably not to make yibum. They shouldn't think that by Miami Macy also you could make yibum. If they'll make yibum, it's nish gefelach, it's not ekmelt. By Miami ula'acha misa. Masha enken, if you say chaletz is by Miami Macy, so they're going to think yibum is also permissible, and then we'll get into tremendous problems. Zot Rashi. I may see pshitalon de tnoi have, bave gitala ma freilich shayamos. A reise get, da eina tzricha chalitze mi shayamos. Oto ma yoim ala acha mise, de pshitalon abjechen de shiru vle have get klau. So let's say need chalitzes. Mishani mata matzricha chalitza osu nami liyevume. If you will be misakin that you need chalitza by mahayoyim imesi, so they might come and make yibum also. The Oma, people start thinking, midatzrechu chalitza. Now I need chalitza, gave again. Iskimulul rabonon talavito osu liyevume, grush. Tehi bekores, and this is kores. Agavuche, this Rashi over here, he bekores, is very good, because it's a Rashi in Heisha Basra that says, by halchokis, by gzeiris, could be by a Issa Lav, they weren't machma, by Issa Kores, they were machma. See, it's very good that Rashi injected that's bekores. That means we have to be chayish for an Issa Kores, even though this is not perhaps such a great shash, but we have to be chayish for Issa Kores. Ha'ayma le'isha, harei at mekodeshes li, amena she'etein l'cho mosayim zuz. He made kedushin, he gives her a pruta, with a condition, that I'm gonna give you mosayim zuz. So the Mishnah says, harei zu mekodeshes, v'hu yitein. She's mekodeshes, but he has to give the mosayim zuz. Almenas, we'll see in the Gemara Klo what the Chiddush of the Mishnah is. Almenas etin lecha mikan vad lamed yoyim. He put a time limit. Not, I'll give you. In the first case, he can give it 10 years later. So, I didn't tell you what I'm going to give it to you. Almenas etin lecha mikan vad lamed yoyim. Nosan lo besoich shloishim mikodeshes. Vim lav eino mikodeshes. If not, she's not a Kodesh. He has to, the time limit is bedavke. Amenash sheyeshli mosayim zuz. If he said, I'm marrying you on the night that I possess mosayim zuz. Hareizu mekodeshes, but the yeshla, he has to possess mosayim zuz. Amenash sheerech mosayim zuz. He said such a lashon, I'm going to show you 200 zuz. Hareizu mekodeshes, viyarelo. He has to show her 200 zuz. But v'imhera l'shulchan ein mekadeshes. Showing does not mean that if he's a banker and he has someone else's money there. See, I showed you 200 zuz, that's nothing. The understanding of erelach mosayim zuz means I'll show you from my money. Even though he didn't say befeirish my money, but that's the understanding, I'll show you mosayim zuz. But he's a museum guide, he has to show mosayim zuz. Pshat is when the translation erelach means I'll show you from mine. Even though he didn't say specifically, but that's the mutual understanding. Zot Rash, Ered Mekodeshesli Bepruta Zu, Amenash Ektelik Masayim Zuz. Hachi Gassin, Vim Her Ala Shulchan, Ein Mekodeshes, Hachi Perushin. Vim Haya Shulchani, Teher Ala Moish, She'inan Shalai. He was a banker, and he showed him money, but it's not his. Vim Ala Shulchan Shulfonim, Ein Mekodeshes. The mutual understanding of Erech Loch Masayim Zuz means that you show me the Masayim Zuz you have in your house, your money, not that you show me someone else's money. Fine. Itma. Now let's go to the first case. Ravun Omar Vuhu Yitain. That Ravun held, we'll see, the Muslim explained this, that the Kedushin is now. And this is a condition. That means, so he has to give her the Masayim Zuz. But when he gives her the Masayim Zuz, she's married l'mafreya. It's a tenai, ma'achshov, a menas, sheyitein. Rav Yehuda Oma, lich sheyitein. Arei mekadesh le menas, etin loch Masayim Zuz means when, if I give you Masayim Zuz, you'll then become mekadesh. Doesn't mean the Kedushin is from now. It means the Kedushin is when I'll give you Masayim Zuz, you're Mekudish from then. So now the Gemara explains. Ravu Na'ama Vohu Yitain Tino Havi. It's a Tanai. It's a condition. I'm making a Maisa Kedushin now. with a condition. Mekayim t'no, ba'ozal. He's mekayim the t'nai, and then they marry. Rav Yehuda Omar l'chsheyitein, l'chiyoiv, havi kedusha. When he'll give the money, then she'll become married from then. That's pshat amenash she'etilo, in mekudish, if and when I'll give you mosayim zuz. So we have a machlekes, what the taich of almenas is by kedushin. Does it mean me'achshav al tanai, or does it mean lichshayitein? My binayu, what's the difference? Iki binayu, sheposhta yodo v'kibla kedushin ma'acha. That he was bekabel kedushin from someone else, and then later he gave her the Messiah Mizuz. Le'rabune le'habi kedushin. So the second one's kedushin is nothing, because the minute he gives her the Messiah Mizuz, so she's married le'mafreya to the first one. Rav Yehuda habi kedushin. According to Rav Yehuda, that means he was waiting long enough. She got a little. She lost her patience. She was mekabel kedushin from someone else. Now he gives her Messiah Mizuz. It's too late. I married already. Let us see Rashi. Omar Avune Bohu Yitain Lichshe Yirtze. Whenever he wants to give, he didn't specify a time when he's giving. Whenever he wants to give, he'll give. Ukedushin Cholon Lamafreya Mishas Kedushin. Umi Umayda Avune De Imeis Koidem Shen Nitnu. What if he died before? Ein Atzricha Chalitze. Shrelekiyim Tnoi. That means that there was a kedushin, a ma'isa kedushin, under a condition. If the condition wasn't fulfilled, so there's no ma'isa kedushin. V'kibla kedushin me'acha, koydim she'ekayim t'noi, v'acha kachom adzeh v'kayim t'noi. That means this gave him a push. All the time she was asking him, what's with the money? Don't worry, don't worry. She got married to someone else, the next day he's there with the money. So according to Ravune, so she's married to the first husband. Lavune lehavi kedushi sheni kedushi. Dogomri kedushi rishen lemafreya. Rav Yehuda havi kedushi sheni kedushi. She rishen leniskavon lekatshi beputo. Ela b'mesayim zuz. So here the Marsho says the Loshon of Rashi is misleading. Rashi doesn't mean he wants him in mekadosh with the puta under a condition. When he'll give her the Messiah Zuz. Not he wants to Mekadosh with Messiah Zuz, but doesn't want to Mekadosh now with the Pluta, know when she'll get the Messiah Zuz. The last I will have you, the way I'm asking my action, but I'm going to say, so that'll be an Achmin. Period. Itma. Now this Mishnah that we have, a person made kedushin with amanash etin loch mesayim zuz. We hear on this mishnah machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda pshat nar mishnah. Usna nami gabi gitten. We have a similar mishnah gabi gitten with a similar machlekes. Usna nami gabi gitten ki agab. No imalish. Arei ze gitarech amanash etitli mesayim zuz. Arei zu migureshes vehi titain. Here the tnai was she should give mesayim zuz. Itma Ravuna Oma Vehititain. When she gives the Messiah Zuz, the get is Chal Meshas Lesine. Rav Yehuda Oma Lech Shetitain. The get will first be Chal when she'll give the Messiah Zuz. Ravuna Oma Vehititain Tnohav. Mekayme Tnohava Oslo. Rav Yehuda Oma Lech Shetitain. Chi Yehivalei Huda Havi get. When she'll give it, then it'll become a get. Hashte mie lehabige. Look the Gemara. Mai binayu. What is the difference? What's a nafkemine between Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda? Ike binayu sheniskare haget oisha ovat. That if the get got torn before she gave the Mosayim Zuz. Le Rav Huna havi get. According to Rav Huna, the Gerishin was chal mafrei. There's no problem of kolsa kinyoni. The Gerishin was chal already. There's only a condition that was made that has to be niskayim. So she'll give the Messiah Zuz, so she's get. Le Rav Yehuda lo havi get. According to Rav Yehuda, she's not get, because the get will first be chal when she will give the Messiah Zuz, and when she gave the Messiah Zuz, the get is torn. So there's a chson of kol sekinyon. Zok Rashi, מי בינאי אל כוכח להבהונה נמי אסור לי נעשה עד שתיתן. According to both of them, כל זמן she doesn't give the money, she's not permitted to get married. So what is the nafkamina between both of them? So ike binayu shniskara get oi sheneva. Let us see Tosfos. Ike binayu shniskara get oi sheneva. Loi rotsa lishnuyei. Ike binayu de poshta yodo bekiblu kedusha ma'acha kedelel. Let us say the same nafkamina like before. He gave her a get with a manasha titli masaimzus, and she got married. So according to Rav Hune, when she'll give the masaimzus, it comes out the kedushin of the second husband was chal, so she's married to the second husband. According to Rav Yehuda, she first will be get when she'll give the masaimzus, so she's not married to the second husband. So Mamela, the Ri says that Rabbi Yehuda was not 100% sure it means Lichshetite. It was Mesupik. Maybe it means it's a Tanai. So Rabbi Yehuda never knew. So in such a case, he gave her a get, and she gave the money. So according to both of them, you'll need a get from the second husband, because maybe the kedushin was chal. The kedushin of the second was chal. And the first nafkamina is very good. The first nafkamina was, he was mekadisha, and then she was mekabel kedushin for someone else. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it could be the second condition was chal, because maybe the first condition was as yet not chal. So she needed a get from the second husband. According to Rav Huna, she zicha does not need a get from the second husband if he'll give her the masaimzus. Now, olel nami gabi kedushin, loimotzi lishnoi, now, so the Gemara said different nafkaminas. Here's a nafkamina of kolso, and there is a nafkamina of kibul kedushin. So now Taisus is going back. Olel nami gabi kedushin, loimotzi lishnoi kebinayu, שנבדו הקדושן שנוסן לו בשעס קדושן כדי משעני הוכי גבי גיטן שנבד הגד והוכי נפורש לאל, and this will be the נפקמינה, the Gemar before should have said this נפקמינה, לרב הונה אבי קדושן ולרב יהודה להבי קדושן ולכול העלמה אפילו נסח למויס אבי קדושן כדי קדושן יבינו כדמין בפירקן Imalisha Raid Mukadeshli Lachala Midyoy Mukadeshes Afilu Nisachlo Hamois, and Pashas Taisvis means normally you Mekadesh with Kesef, and by Kesef there's no Chason of Kolso Kinyonai. That is why the Gemara did not mention this Nafkamina.